Hi, my name is Laurel Quast. I'm a longtime member of First Presbyterian Church of Santa Rosa, and I'm happy to share this message of encouragement and hope with you today. These are scary times we're living in. Each day brings news of the need for social distancing or more social distancing, more reported cases of COVID-19, and even deaths of people around the world. As a believer in Jesus Christ, I often find myself living with both fear and faith. This isn't the first time I've ever lived with that tension, and realistically, I know it won't be the last time either. So in these last few days, I find myself drawn to Mark 9, verses 14 to 32. This is a passage about a man who's concerned about the illness that his son has had for much of his life. The father has already asked the disciples to heal the boy, but the disciples have been unable to do so. It's safe to say that the father has tried every means at his disposal to try and find healing for his son. When hearing about the boy, Jesus asked the boy to be brought to him. When this happens, Jesus starts to ask the father some questions, and the father, in the process of answering, Jesus pleads, "If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." Jesus then says, "If you can, everything is possible for those who believe." Immediately, the father responds with, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." I absolutely love this response. And I love that Jesus immediately understands this father's struggle. And I take great comfort that Jesus can also understand our own struggles today with fear and faith. Jesus knows that in our human weaknesses, especially in circumstances in our life way beyond our ability to control, we need help to overcome our unbelief. And because of his great love for us, he is able and willing to help bridge the difference between our fear and our faith. We just need to ask for his help. And so I urge you to join me in those times when fear is large and hard to overcome, that we together can pray the same prayer as the Father in Mark 9. "I believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." May God richly bless us and grow our faith in these times.